Hi everybody, and welcome to The Monsters. This is episode number 18, and today we're going to talk a little bit about the various places you can hook into the build and publishing and packaging parts of DNU. So chances are this will all change with RC2, as everything is going to change with RC2.
Certainly the name's going to change. Probably some of the parameters that we pass and some of the syntax we use will be similar, but everything's going to be changing over to just .NET, right? That'll be the name. So.
And as with every time we talk about this, we're going to go out and promise that whenever that change happens, we will talk about it.
Of course we will.
It will almost certainly be this like roaring 12-hour long video.
We have to get it under 15 minutes, though. That's our promise.
We'll give it a shot. It's going to be really quick. We're going to compress it and talk fast.
We'll just do it twice speed.
All right, so here I have a kind of standard ASP.NET Core 1.0 project. This is actually the one that I've been using thus far to demo Docker stuff. Same one here, and I'm going to continue to use the same file right here, and we'll see why. So this is the project.json file, and we've talked a little bit about what lives in here before, so sort of dependencies and some commands that we've covered a little bit, and the frameworks that we support, and so on and so forth, but I'm interested right now in this little section down here called scripts, and this is where you can hook into the various parts of the build process. So right now, this is just the default one here, and we have a pre-publish step here. So pre-publish is going to run before this gets pushed out anywhere, and right now we're running npm install bower, gulp clean, and gulp min. So this is all stuff that's going to be doing pre-processing, post-processing, or whichever way around you think of it, on your CSS, on your SAS files, on your TypeScript or JavaScript or whatever it is. So this is all stuff that we'll call out to this gulp file that we've been through before. So I want to talk about the other different hooks that you can have here. So fortunately, we have some great little completion capabilities here inside of Visual Studio, and we can take a look at these various different steps here. So we have a post-build step. This one I will come back to because I'm actually going to... I'll use the post-pack one for this one. So this is somewhere that you could put a script in to run or a tool to run after your build is complete. Some examples of this might be an object weaver, an aspect-oriented weaver, the name of which has totally gone from my mind now, PostSharp. Could be hooked in here. There's the post-pack step, so after we have built a package, then this step here would be run. If we're actually publishing this out to some endpoint, some service, be it Azure or somewhere else like that, then this is somewhere that you could hook in. Post-restore, so this is related to your NuGet packages, when those are going to be restored. So if you had some sort of script that you wanted to run after you had restored your NuGet packages, I'm trying to think of a practical application for this off the top of my head. And I'm failing to do so.
Nothing's coming to mind, but I do have a quick question for you then. So these tools then, so they're making these calls out to npm install, bower install, gulp clean, gulp min. We're assuming those tools are available on the path of the current executing, like whatever process we're currently executing on.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. So a lot of these, like...
So DNX is on the path. We could actually make a call to a DNX command that exists in another library that we've got.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. You could. So you could call anything. So we do have some kind of expectations of stuff being installed already, npm being really the key one there. But npm comes as part of Visual Studio now, I think.
Yes, and it is.
Because Node does.
Yeah, the dependency resolves as the first place, but we can maybe even talk about some of the configuration and overriding the default location of Node and npm and things like that in the future. But yeah, absolutely. It's there by default in 2015.
That's good. I would love to know about how that works. and then each one of these tasks has kind of the equivalent pre-step, so this is going to run before any of these tasks run. So pre-build before it builds, pre-pack before we pack, prepare, I guess, probably just runs right the first step, and then pre-restore right before you restore your NuGet packages. So you could maybe use that step to point at a different NuGet feed or something like that. So let's try a couple of these out here. So I'm just going to leave this as it is right now, and I'm going to drag over this window here, which I will make substantially more readable. And I'm just going to run the build itself. So if you take a look at the DNU command, this is kind of everything to do with packaging and builds. Then this will give you a list of all the things that we can do. And we're interested, I think, right now in running a build. So let's just try running a build. So that's going to go out, and it's going to build everything pretty swiftly, actually.
Okay,
It was
so now
probably already built.
you're actually in the solution folder, source project folder. So project.json is here, and it's able to locate it just because it's on the path, right in the current directory.
Yep,
Right.
that's right. So let's try something else here. Let's try DNU pack. Is that what it is? So that's gonna actually go out and build a NuGet package out of my solution. So if this was a library, then I would have a NuGet package built out of it. If this was something that I was publishing online, there's still lots of legitimate reasons to build NuGet packages out of it. For instance, NuGet packages can be fed straight into Octopus Deploy to go out and deploy to a bunch of tentacles on various systems, if that's the way you want to do it. But we're a modern, cool web developers, so I'm gonna hook into this step right here with a call out to Docker. So I'm going to ask that the end result of my package is actually a Docker image. So what I've done here is I have already set up on my machine here Docker machine, and I have a Docker machine instance started. I'm going to fail to remember the machine ls. Yeah, so I have this virtual machine running here with Docker on it. So we're going to connect to that, and we're going to use that to build up a Docker image based on our project here. So we've already done this manually in a previous video, and I'm going to just slap it into the build step here. So I have successfully saved that, and we'll try this DNU pack again. So here we go. Now we're in this post pack step here, and we're calling out to Docker to build us an image. This may take a few moments to get everything going here. So right now, if you remember from our previous Docker video, I have it running the DNU restore of all the packages to that Docker image. Doo-doo-doo.
And so this is adding everything to that image that's going to be required when it gets started up inside of Docker
That's right.
in that container.
Yep, so hopefully this is all done now. So we've installed a bunch of packages to this image, and the end result, as soon as Docker finishes, it will be an image file. So if you wanted to do this as part of your kind of standard build process, if instead of testing against a local image, you wanted to do this as part of like your deployment or your testing cycle, so you build and you don't run it under IIS, you run it under Kestrel inside a Docker image, you could absolutely do that. You could just hook into like the post build step, and you could see that this actually took kind of a long time to run. But the reason that it took so long to run really was installing all of these packages here. So if you created your own Docker image and put all those packages in beforehand, and then all you needed to do was copy your own stuff in it, it would be much quicker to build.
So then that goes back to that idea of that layered cake thing that you'd explained before,
That's
where
right.
so the next layer of the cake would be the image that had all of the packages in it. The next one is just going to be only the files that we need in order to build this service distinctly.
That's right. So I'm just going to try that here. So I've taken out that step that runs the NuGet install on the Docker machine itself. So let's see if that's actually fast enough and reasonable enough that we could run that as part of our build process every time. I think that's pretty quick.
Yeah, that
So
went pretty fast. That's awesome.
what was it? 13 seconds. It's a little bit slow, but that's still not too bad. We might. I'm trying to see if there's anywhere else we could trim this Docker file down, but I think that's probably about as quick as we can get. So if you're building ASP.NET Core projects, then this new project system is a whole lot of fun. It's pretty easy to hook into. If you have ever tried to hook into the packaging steps in existing ASP.NET projects, you know that that is painful, to say the best, especially if you need to change the files which are included. But now it should be a whole lot easier.
Excellent. Well, that is some really awesome stuff. It probably gives us a little bit of insight, maybe not the exact method that they're doing on the ASP.NET team, but at least a little bit of an idea about how we could hook into things like doing this, like building our Docker image out of our project directly, just as part of our normal build process. So that's really awesome. Hey, we don't have anyone pass the first phase of the contest yet, so that's still open.
No, our brand new project, our brand new contest. So, excitement for all, and we'll have to wait and see.
We'll leave it at that.
All right. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next time on the ASP.NET Monsters.
Cheers.